What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Bleep Bloop podcast. I am your host, Retro Lag. If this is your first time tuning in, well, make sure you subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, or like or add to your favorites, whatever the case may be. And if you want these episodes early, then go to the Patreon. That's Retro's Neighborhood, RetroSneighborhood. I think I spelled neighborhood right. You can also check me out on Twitter at RealRetroLag, RetroLag, where you can find the link to the Patreon. These episodes are going to come out regardless, but you can get them early, you know, a few days early if you drop that support. And that support really is just going to go right back into me creating bigger and better content for you. But nevertheless, I'm still going to bring it to you. So this episode of the Bleep Bloop podcast, games I love to hate. Now, when I say that, or I should retitle it, games I love, comma, but hate. There we go. Because these are games that I absolutely love. I appreciate them, but for one reason or another, they weren't ranking on my really high list of games that I want to replay or finish. Or for one reason or another, I maybe despised them at one time. The rage never came back down once it was induced, you know. But these are fun games nonetheless, and they are still part of my catalog and still are considered to me some of my favorites. So let's jump right into it. Number one, Cuphead. Now, I love everything about Cuphead. I love the art style of it. I love the music. I love the characters, the animations, the run and gun, the blasting, the platforming that you do. I mean, it's kind of subtle, but it's more of a run and gun type of game. But that game, the reason why it made my games I love but hate list is because it is so rage-inducing to me. Now, there is a game that was similar, which was Celeste. But Celeste is one of those games that I'm expecting that it's going to suck. And maybe that's the demeanor I need to have with Cuphead. You know, Cuphead is one of those games that you are going to die a lot. It's almost like Dark Souls, right? Like, if you don't play Dark Souls, you're going to die a lot. And you're going to be like, this is too hard, I don't want to play it. And I'm not going to take that approach. I'm not going to say, oh, this game is so hard that I just can't play it. No, I am not going to say that. But it is such frustration that I have that I can't pass a certain point that it made me not want to play it. Now, I will say in all fairness, when I used to stream was when I was primarily playing that game. So maybe I need to just go back in, considering I don't really stream that much anymore. I do more video content and podcasting than anything else. To really get that enjoyment, because I love precision platformers. I love hack and slash games. I love bullet hell games. So, and I love games that really give you that challenge, and Cuphead really does. But that definitely is why it made this list. The next game on this list, Kingdom Hearts 2. Dun, dun, dun. Now, I know there's people out there that are like, whoa, wait a minute. How can you say that you hate Kingdom Hearts? Did I say Kingdom Hearts 2? No, I meant Kingdom Hearts. The reason why I didn't like Kingdom Hearts, and I actually have been watching a playthrough of it, and it's making me remember what I did like about it. I love the story, right? I love the direction that it goes. When it actually first came out, there was a demo of it, and I actually played some of it, and I enjoyed it. I love the fact that there were these Disney characters that were going into this different dimension or universe and fighting these characters that were reminiscent of characters you would see like in the Final Fantasy era or realm, right? So But the thing I didn't like was the pacing initially of the game. Now, once you get started, once you get going, then it's really fun. You know, it starts to build up. You start to learn your abilities. You get more of the cast of characters. But initially, it took a while to get there. And I think that's what was frustrating to me. You know, the way I always gauge it is if I'm playing a game and I find myself getting really tired from playing it, then it's losing my interest pretty fast. Now, in all fairness, any game that I mention always deserves another chance. So it is a game that is in my library that I'm not going to just get rid of. I will always keep my games, but I think I just need to dive back into it. But it is definitely a game that I love but hate. Outlast the original. Now, Outlast is a game that I can watch scary movies. I'm not afraid of the dark, but for whatever reason, I cannot play scary games like that. And when I say I can't, I don't know if there's just an overwhelming fear of the unknown or more of an anxiety of the unknown that causes me to not play it. But I've watched playthroughs of that game. I've watched speedruns of that game. And I've even watched speedruns of the other game I'm about to mention. And for whatever reason, it's different than when I play it. When I play it, I'm just, I don't know about this. I don't know. And I never finished it. Like, I remember I started playing it and I didn't even make it out of, and this really ain't a spoiler, it's just kind of in the beginning. I didn't even make it out of the psychiatric ward. I didn't even make it out of there. I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't play this. And I stopped playing it. But that was the same thing for the next game on this list, which was Alien Isolation. And I'll even give an honorable mention with Resident Evil 7. It was the same thing. Like, for whatever reason, those games, and they're not like ultra scary or anything. It's just, I guess it's this overwhelming anxiety that I have that prevents me from wanting to finish it. So maybe I just need to dive into them. They are amazing games though. Like, I really love Alien Isolation because I love that whole universe. I love that lore. I listen to Alien audiobooks that are amazing. There's a three-part series that is really, really good. So for those games, Alien Isolation, Outlast, for whatever reason, I just can't finish them. And that's why they're on my love but hate list. The next game. Now, GTA 5 is such an immersive, long-lasting experience. It's great. All the mechanics, all the abilities that you can do, the customization that you can do, and nowadays with the modding that you can do to it, the RP that people do, it's a great, great game. But what I hate is that I have yet to complete any Grand Theft Auto game. I have not once completed a Grand Theft Auto game. And I started playing them all the way back in Vice City. Like, Vice City was one of my favorite games. I think I got really close to finishing that one. I didn't finish it, though. GTA San Andreas, didn't finish it. GTA 4, I don't even think I finished diving into that one. And then GTA 5, I don't even think I even scraped the surface of the story. So, I think it's just because there's so much to do in those games. There's so many places to explore. There's so many side quests. I mean, you can literally just run around and shoot people and steal cars and jump off things and go explore and not ever do the missions, right? And that's kind of where I get stuck at. Like, I'll have intention of doing the missions and then I just don't do them. So, but I know that they're fun games. They really are fun. I love them, but I hate the fact that I have not yet finished one. So on the to-do list, put a pin in it. Make sure that you bomb the comments wherever you listen to this at. Hey, don't forget, got to complete a GTA game. All right, the next game. And I feel ashamed to even put this on this list because I love this game. And I'm getting ready to do a deep dive into it. And that is No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky, we know the history of it. It started as something with high expectations and initially was a dud when people played it. at first, but then over the course of the years, it just got bigger and better and more immersive and is everything that people want and people can't get enough of it. And I was one of the first people to buy that game. I mean, at least in my opinion, you know, but I bought it on release day. I mean, no questions asked. And I love the fact that it's an infinite galaxy with infinite possibilities and you can do amazing things in it. And now there's so much that you can do and harness. But I think that's where the problem was. It was a slow grind, you know, to get certain resources that you need in order to craft certain things, in order to do certain things. And if you don't have enough of those resources, you can get stuck. And if you get stuck in an area where it's a really trash planet, not a lot of resources, not beautiful, you know, not a paradise planet, as they say, it can be exhausting and draining and make you not want to play it. But with so much effort that they've put into this game, me as an early fan of the series would not be doing myself a proper service. I'd be doing myself a disservice if I didn't go back and really dive into that game. So it is on my list, but it is also trying to make its way onto my favorites list. And the last one I have on this list for now, we may revisit this again. This is not an all-inclusive list. That is Stardew Valley. Pump the brakes. I know there's some people like, what? Hold up, man. Stardew Valley, I really loved it. I love the pacing of it, but the times that I played it were usually late at night when I was really tired. And because of the slow burn that that game is, it is not one of those games that I would say you should play at night. I think it's a great game, like if you're drinking a cup of coffee, playing early in the morning, just chilling. Or, you know, maybe you got some energy, but you want to just kind of like chill out and take your time doing something, then that's, to me, when you would play it. Now, some people will play it all hours of the day. It doesn't matter. I am not one of those people. But it is a great game. I love what you can do in it. I think that the environment is really nice. The abilities that you can do and then that you have, as well as the mods that are available for it as well. So it is on this list. Now, I don't necessarily hate it. But I don't also think that I'm going to like dive back into it right away to play it. But I by no means judge anybody that loves that game. So, you know, if you keep playing it. Enjoy these games. Like I said, these are the games that I love but hate. And maybe some of them will come off. Maybe some will change. Maybe we'll do a part two. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Again, Retro's Neighborhood on Patreon if you want to get it early. If not, just go on on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. You can find it there. And until the next one, y'all, I will catch you later. Peace.